Hi Carlton fans, and welcome to the Weekend Update, brought to you by the Yarra Valley Country Club.
Dying seconds of what's been a really entertaining game. Carlton led for a lot of it, but Richmond have certainly prevailed and have been impressive in the end.
What an exciting match it was on Thursday night, as the Blues bravely fought the reigning premiers before a record-breaking opening round crowd of 90,151. Despite an unanswered five-goal head start for Carlton, the Tigers fought back and took the game by 26 points. Matthew Wright was one who impressed the Carlton faithful, tying with Charlie Curnow for a match-high five goals.
What a goal this will be! One end to the other, and Wright's going to kick his fourth. Scintillating stuff from the Blues.
He told media that despite the loss, the Blues have shown some promising signs.
Just the build-up to the game, it was a final-side build-up. Obviously, you've got 5 months of pre-season building into it, so... We're very fortunate to play on that Thursday night time slot with the finals like atmosphere, 90 plus thousand at the MCG. We blooded a few debutants, which is awesome to see. And I don't think we were overawed by the moment at all, the way we started. So I reckon the group should take a lot of confidence from the way that we started that game. And then I think there was 6 or 7 lead changes that third quarter. So it was a real arm wrestling for us to hang tough. And then obviously we'll learn from the latter half of the last quarter when they got on top of us. But I think going forward we should be really confident.
The blockbuster was recruit Jared Garlett's first AFL game in the Navy Blue. He told media after the match the experience was one he won't soon forget.
Oh, it was amazing, man. It's like not many people get that second chance to go back out and step in front of nearly, 90 or so thousand people. Can't really explain the feeling. It's one of the biggest crowds I've played in front of, and it's just me sort of giving back to like my family and making them sort of proud. And that's something that I really took in, and it made had a really big impact on my game, and it just makes me feel a lot better, you know?
And Kieran Byrne played in his first season opener of his career. He spoke with Carlton Media about the experience.
Obviously, it's the first time I played round one against Richmond. I was out for about a year and a half, obviously, with the ACL, so it was pretty overwhelming, 91,000 people there at the MCG, but we started off pretty well, and it was good to get a run out there with the lads, and hopefully I can back it up this week against the Suns.
Assistant coach David Teague said the forward group showed improvement.
Yeah, look, it was exciting with the forwards. We got a good mix of guys going through there at the moment with the midfield and forward rotation. So there's plenty of guys that are getting an opportunity. We probably relied a little bit on Charlie and Matty Wright to kick the goals. But as a collective, it's definitely an area of growth, but something that's coming along nicely at the moment.
Over the JLT, we kicked a pretty big score both games. And last year, it was probably one of the areas we struggled in a bit. So I think that was the only time as teams kicked that score against Richmond at the MCG in the last year or so. So Big Charlie's in good form, Big Levi. Didn't have much of the footy, but he played his role really well. And I know there's a lot of pressure in the forward line at the moment. There's blokes like Harry Mackay, Cameron Polson that are sort of in the VFL at the moment, but playing really good footy. So if someone goes down or is not performing, they're going to be straight in. So the boys are playing on edge, and yeah, it's keeping us all sort of in line.
That was part-time forward, part-time midfielder Jed Lamb, who will play his 50th game against the Suns this Saturday afternoon in the Blues' first home game of the season. The last time the two teams met, Carlton won by 10 points. However, the Suns, who defeated North Melbourne last weekend, will offer challenges to the Blues, Lamb said.
We just sort of reviewed the Richmond game. As I said, we took a lot of positives out from that. Our ball movement was really good. So we'll address Gold Coast and the way they play during the week. But yeah, like I said, we know they're pretty in and under team. They play a bit one-on-one, so we'll address that. Their key players, they've got big Tommy Lynch up in the forward line. He's a superstar, so we'll have to watch him.
Carlton will defend their home territory at Etihad Stadium this Saturday from 1:45 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. That's all for the Blues Weekend Update. Be sure to catch us next week to keep updated on everything Carlton.